see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Well, good evening, and welcome to the Watchmen for Jesus program. Bible study for tonight. Tonight, we're going to talk about is combating the dark forces. That's the title of it. Combating the dark forces. And we'll encompass spiritual warfare and the supernatural realm and what really operates. And we'll see where we get tonight, if we have to go to part two or what. Really, it kind of continues on from last week. But this is where we're headed. And when you think of dark forces, you think of ugly, evil, big teeth, nasty looking, shifty eyes, monsters, etc., etc. But remember, Satan comes as an angel of light. Fools the world. You know, Jesus is described in the Bible as having been bronzed and hair short, like wool. Family, he's not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. I don't care what Christian identity and other white folk tell you. He's not black either. He is bronze. Middle Easterner. Why? Because he came from the Middle East. That would be a reason. I try to get you to believe that he's the offspring of the tribe of Dan. Oh, they sneaky. That's that Yeshua thing going on. Now, I'm a white boy. I'm a Caucasian, Scotch-Irish, a little bit of Cherokee in there, but not enough, about 16th, whatever. I don't go into all this cultural stuff. I go into being born again. to who's accepting Jesus Christ and who don't. It ain't about color of skin. It's not about country. It's not about a flag or sovereignty, any of that stuff. Sovereignty of a nation, I'm sorry, is an idol. When God comes back, there's not going to be sovereignty of a nation. We're going to follow Jesus Christ and Him alone. People keep forgetting that. They keep getting caught up in all this patriotic fervor and keep forgetting that the rule of the universe, the rule that God had laid down, was to everybody be under one of the iron rule of Jesus, but benevolent ruler. Satan is trying to bring folks under a malevolent government by causing the different countries that he's created to fight each other. So they get tired of fighting. They want to come together. And then it'll be under his control. This is really the big picture of what's going on today. I like to look at the biggest picture, not the small stuff that people keep, you know, instead of looking at the sitting back and looking at the big picture, take a microscope and look at little things like Agenda 21 and Nibiru and Fukushima and I don't know what else coming down and doing this and doing that. They don't see the big picture. Looking at the trees, but don't see the forest. That's what's going on. And the Illuminati, Jesuits, the fake Jews on the tribe of Dan, the synagogue of Satan, is keeping everybody divided, looking at the trees, but not the forest. That's the best example I can give. And what I try to do is show people the forest. People don't want to see it, because to see the forest and you start looking at the trees, you start seeing that they're artificial trees or something like that. People are so busy worrying about what's in the forest, they're not finding out what's at the end of it. They lose sight of the end. The 1,000-mile march starts with a single step, but in the right direction. Your moral compass, the instructions, the map, is a King James Bible. The compass is Jesus Christ. That's it. But in the meantime, you got lions and tigers and bears, oh my, between you and the end of the forest. I just thought of that just now. It was a hyperbole. It was an example, a demonstration. All sorts of things in that forest that you got to go through to purify. Some's going to make it and some's not. They all start off with a single step. Some get lost, get in quicksand. Some gets chased by bears. Some gets off the trail. Some just try to climb a tree. Some don't have a compass, get lost, wander around everywhere. Family, keep that compass. And the compass is Jesus. There's no other. Only one game in town. But you people get lost along the way. By the sounds. But losing sight of the end game. Stay on the path. Lord, tonight we come before you in prayer. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray, Father. Father, we thank you tonight for being able to have Bible study. We thank you tonight, Father, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your King James Bible, for the true Word of God to be given to us. And we do call upon you to give us discernment and wisdom. Guide us tonight in this Bible study. And, Lord, we pray you to forgive us of our sins as we bring them to you, Lord, individually. We lay them on the cross, that they died on the cross, Father, so we be raised up with Jesus. We pray for our brethren tonight. We pray for Cherry, Brother Louis' wife. Lord, that you'll help her eyes. Lord, we pray for another brother, Thomas, that, Lord, you'll heal his health issues. Father, got him the right way. And Father, for those others that we pray that have done us wrong, we pray for them too, Lord. Lift them up to you, that you'll touch their hearts in ways with divine appointments to guide them the right path back to your Son, Jesus. Father, we pray for those that are looking for answers, that you have the Holy Spirit there to answer their questions, to guide them the right path and set up divine appointments, Lord, that they'll find the truth. We pray for our brethren. We pray for our family members that's been affected by all these vaccinations and this designed drugs and designed viruses that's been put out. Our troops that's coming back, Lord, that are getting these vaccinations. That you render them null and void, Lord, that the microchips in the pills and the children that are getting these hundreds of vaccinations in their lives, that, Father, you render it null and void. And to heal their bodies. Lord, these things we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You know, family, there's parts of this world, this, from the beginning, has been divided up in what's called rays. They're disciplines, we call them, on earth. But the rays are based on certain energy. It's based on physics, chemistry, biology. Satan, using the principles that God has laid down for his advantage through knowledge. He has no wisdom. He has no discernment. But he has a lot of knowledge based on trial and error through the centuries. One concept that people haven't touched, some have, but very few, is evolution. Evolution's true, but not what they think it is. They don't tell you the truth about evolution, for example. Evolution was guided by the fallen angels, by DNA manipulation. They would have you believe that evolution was something natural that happened as a result of a big bang and so forth. Well, that's not true at all. Family, they're doing it today, as in the days of Noah. They're now coming out and telling you what they're doing with transhumanism. Manipulation of DNA of humans and animals. That's exactly what happened before the flood. That's exactly why God sent the flood. That was the purpose of the flood, was to destroy everything living because the DNA had been corrupted by alchemy. Trial and error over thousands of years. Family, mankind is not but 10,000 years old at the most. You go back in generations, you'll find 6,000 or 7,000. You see? So these history books are wrong. They've always proved themselves to be wrong. How about that? They've always proved themselves to be wrong. Well, how's that, Tom? Well, they can't never make up their mind how old mankind is, how old the universe is. 4 to 6 billion?
Yes.
No, now it's 6 to 8 billion. Oh, now it's 12 to 15 billion. Well, they all make your minds up. They can't even decide on how mankind started. First it was an ape, turned to a caveman, which is nonsense. Then they said, well, no, it's a virus, a bacteria evolved. Oh, okay. Then they come out with a worm in Canada. Yeah, I got the reports, man. And they even have discussions, serious discussions. Some scientists up in Scandinavia, Norway, somewhere up there, were discussing in a serious mode what really evolved first, the mouth or the butt. And these people have doctor's degrees. They wasted their money, apparently. They don't know. But they don't want to admit that it's created by God. And there's only one God. There's only one way to be saved, and that's through Jesus. That's what they try to run away from. Is that truth? Because they sure don't have it. They've never come up with it. Doubt they ever will until they finally face the facts that Jesus Christ. Well, one of my points to make is that one of the rays is philosophy. Another ray is religion. They take them as objectives and milestones to project them, promote them within the culture of mankind. There's like seven total. Politics, religion, finance, economics, that would be economics, finance, arts, philosophy, religion, science. And they give you 90%, 80%, 90% truth, and they deviate the rest. Then they pick the best of the bunch, either because they seeded the DNA themselves, or they use rewards and so forth to find the best of the best. So then they take them in, give them blood oaths, and they use them until they're done with them, and they're killing them then. Science, arts, and the whole area to help develop. Because the science, the arts, and all these disciplines, these rays, they can't be done by the fallen angels themselves. They need mankind to promote their program, promote their agenda for New World Order. That's where I was coming from. But right now, and right now, they're changing DNA. They have articles coming out confirming transhumanism. Animal DNA mixing up with all kinds of, they're telling you what they did, but now they have computers. They have modeling, so they can increase and predict with a very with reasonable results instead of waiting a generation to find out what the manipulated DNA would come out to be. Now they have computer modeling. You see how it works? Well, now they've reached that point where they can expedite. Well, I guess they don't learn too well because God stopped it by water. God's going to stop it by fire and war. They're going to push God just so far. And by us turning away from him, the gates are going to open. And the supernatural is going to come out. And those left here are going to have to deal with it. And don't go hanging on the rapture, because you don't know when it's going to be. It could be any time in that first 3.5 years. It's coming for sure, but you don't know when. You can't count on that. You got to count on your connection with Jesus Christ. Spiritual warfare is what we're talking about tonight. Leading others to Jesus. But right now, they're not leaving anything to the imagination. Because the one I've been telling y'all about now, the one called Sanand Emanuel, that fraud, fallen angel, on his way to hell, before they go, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, Jeshua, not Jesus Christ of Nazareth, they're now telling you who they are. February 3rd, 2014, as yesterday, Sanan Emanuel, the one called Yeshua, Jeshua. And that's why the Hebrew Roots movement and these guys want to get you to start saying Yeshua and Jeshua. Because they know. Now, the ones below don't know this. They're just following along like little sheep. But the highest level will know disclosure is coming. And the one named Sanan Emanuel is going to call himself Yeshua. You can find it yourself easily. I've been warning people and warning people about it. Now they're saying, dear world, your life on 3D Earth is almost over for now. Here are your planetary evacuation instructions. Now, family, this is not science fiction. Your New Agers, those involved at highest level Freemasonry, they know these people coming. At highest level, they work with them. Wesak Festival, W-E-S-A-K. People aren't talking about that evil connected with Wesak Festival. I'll be talking about it later down the road here. The occult Valentine's Day, the occult Easter. Family, Jesus Christ lives within you. It's not in holidays, not in days off, not in church, not anymore. Might have used to be some time ago, but not anymore. Most all of the pastors and preachers and rabbis and popes and priests and disciples that they call themselves apostle, this, that, and the other, are teaching New Age heresy, lukewarm Christianity, Judaism or Roman Catholicism, isms and ists and crats and whatever else they can come up with. It's not about the King James Bible. And the King James Bible is the only true word, and that's with evidence that everybody seems to ignore or deny, except those that know it already. It's going to get tough on you. But they say over the years, I've been posting info, they say, I'm quoting this, okay? Not me saying. Sanan Emanuel, they're saying, how do they do that? Through channeling actual manifestations, overshadowing a human being to speak through the human being. Or if there's enough death, disaster that's been created, they could actually manifest physically on this plane. They, on a regular basis, channel instructions through the monastery in Tibet, Himalayas. That's what those bald-headed fellows are for. It's not Chai Kang, Kung Fu, whatever. They're channelers. I don't know. Call them human MP3 players of the fallen angels, delivering evil to mankind through the Himalayas, the Tibet, those so-called priests up there. Their kung fu ain't going to do them a bit of good when the tribulations come. It's going to scare them so bad they're going to grow hair on their head. Family, it's coming down the pike. They say, quote, over the years, Sanan Emanuel saying, as he speaks through his channelers, I've been posting info on planetary evacuation. It seems that the words of Ashtar from the Phoenix Journals, dead or alive, you'll be lifted off this orb. Talking about Earth. Now, notice this comes directly from the Bible. Ashtaroth. They call themselves Ashtar. Taking it from the Bible, Ashtaroth. Fallen angels. They're going to get heavily, heavily slammed. Anyway, may be coming true, so we can add, continue the quote, to the mix shortly after disclosure and related activities that there may be a planetary evacuation. We are in high earthquake, volcanic activity, weird weather, magnetosphere shifting on the cusp of a series of worldwide land masses rising and falling and so on. Well, let's translate this. Possibly. Over the years, they've been posting info on fake rapture. And it seems like the words of Ashtar, from the Phoenix Journals, dead or alive, you'll be lifted off this planet. may be coming true. So we can add to it, mix, shortly after disclosure, which is a public announcement that we are dealing with aliens, which will be a lie, and related activities, there may be a planetary evacuation, translation, a fake rapture, manufactured by holographic imagery. Because if you right now, right this second, unless you already have, spell at your own risk, strontium, barium, N-I-O-B-A-T-E, niobate, strontium, barium, niobate, you put a plus sign and link that up to a 3D holographic imagery, you got yourself whatever they want. They can produce a holographic image using this chemical that's sprayed in the atmosphere by the chemtrails. And then they add to it the aluminum oxide, which would have been sprayed all along, barium oxide, strontium barium niobate. You got yourself a TV screen up there. And then you put the microchips up there. You got yourself a little bit of 3D science fiction movie going on. Just grab your popcorn and Coca-Cola while everybody else freaking out and say, wow, look at those holograms. Now, they'll still think you're crazy because they'll see something up there that's not there. That's coming. It's called Project Bluebeam. I don't know what to call it now, but that used to be called Project Bluebeam. And Star Wars, thanks to Reagan, has got a lot to do with this. LaHaye, for example, left behind. LaHaye is an enemy. There's no doubt. He is, in fact, a card-carrying member of the Council of National Policy. The Council of National Policy, CNP, is a subgroup of the Council of Foreign Relations. And LaHaye is a member. So when I knew that, I knew he was an enemy. I knew he was a liar. So I said, now what's he lying about? Left behind, pre-tribulation rapture. Then I started reading about this 3D planetary evacuation, which is all connected. And there would be a very interesting setup of a fake rapture that would leave the born-again Christians that don't have the faith with their mouth gaping open. A rapture happened, I got left behind. Then they would start working on those born-again Christians, that really there's aliens and there's no God, and the King James Bible had been misrepresented. The Book of Enoch is true, and you got yourself a falling away like you've never believed. I think that's what they're going to do. When they're going to pull this thing off, I don't know. A fake World War III? Who knows? Maybe the rapture thing itself will be the event. I don't know. Maybe a world financial economic disaster happens. Maybe one or the other, whatever. I don't know. But whatever it's going to be, it's going to be worldwide and it's going to be chaotic. And we're heading to the first seal. All those preachers and all those evangelists and all those authors like Nathan Leal and all the above that writes about America being a great Babylon is the biggest bunch of baloney I ever heard in my life. It's impossible. They're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. And they're counting on people not knowing their Bibles and being awed by the CDs and books and TV appearances on It's Supernatural TV to give them the credibility. When in reality, they have no scripture except when they cherry pick the scriptures to support their damnable heresies. Carl Gallup is another one down in Florida. We're not remotely in the sixth trumpet. It's impossible. And yet they lie. Hagee and his blood moon has been debunked severely. See, they're counting on people to be awed and amazed. Just like the Muslims won't expect people to be awed and amazed at the ones that go to Mecca and the rise of it. Everybody's being fooled. And Jesus Christ don't find it funny. When he comes back, he will be a judge. He will not be an intercessor like he is today. I'd take advantage of that if I were them or anybody here tonight that's not saved. Better quit messing around. But right now, they're picking up the pace. This article is February the 3rd. See, these articles are spread out over the United States in different publications. You got a fake angel called Gabriel, a fake fallen angel named Michael, and they're talking. Family, they're actually interacting with human beings at these festivals, seances, and all these things. They're actually interacting, listen, with the UN, with the Bilderberg, with the CFR. At the highest level, they interact either by channeling or actual appearances that follows disasters, because at disasters and death gives them the life force energy they need, including forest fires, tsunamis, tornadoes, earthquakes that cause death. There's life force energy that's released that they absorb because they're channeled. It's a long story. It's a little complicated. That's how it's done. Well, now they're starting to come out of the woodwork and starting to announce that they're approaching disclosures right around the corner. It's going to happen when y'all at least expect it. That even the very elect would be deceived if that were possible. And man, they are coming right out and telling you now. I've been trying to warn people for the longest time. Man, we're tired of hearing about Sananda. I said, well, when you get tired of hearing it from me, you're going to hear it from other people too. But they'll remember it. But then will they be pulled in? That's the trick. They're coming out with all this abomination of DNA manipulation and their manipulation of the thing called evolution. There's no such thing as reincarnation, but there is incarnation. Well, let's call it in the simple terms, possession. Sure puts a whole new meaning to the word having possession, huh? Well, right here we go, February the 4th. Archangel Gabriel's daily message. Oh, he's got a daily message. There's a fallen angel, a fraud, a rejection out of heaven. Hell was created for this Archangel Gabriel, who's a fake archangel. That was hell's created for this person, this fallen angel. They come to you as angels of light, and they're nothing but evil. They'll point out this reptilian, evil, Illuminati, churches, religion, but we have the truth with us. That's the lie they're going to tell you, because both sides are lying. It's called the dialectic. And they're coming all these messages. My children, my loved ones, etc., etc., etc. They're not of heaven, that's for sure, but they're of the supernatural realm. Enlightened human beings. Freemasons got a head start on you, but they ain't going anywhere with it. They're being fooled badly. Pray for them. This world is supernatural. And what we do on a day-to-day basis, and there's a song that sums my eyes open that the battle begins. That's true. The battle begins when you open your eyes. The battle began when you were born. You fell in this world, and this world was turned over to sin. Redeemed by one man, Jesus Christ, but you must go to him now. He came to us first. We got to go to him. What does that mean? Put your sins on the cross, that they died on the cross, that you be born again in the Spirit through Jesus Christ. That means you repent of that sin. You let God know, yes, I sinned. Yes, I failed. Yes, I'm a sinner. You put faith in that he'll forgive you from his promises because he went first. He wants to know that you are. So this thing about speaking in tongues is a lie. It was spoken in tongues then, yes, back in the day. But all the churches today, they don't have a translator, do they? No, they don't. They have babbling going on, and you can say some language they don't know, and they say, oh, you're doing a good job. I had someone tell me that not long ago, last week. I said, yeah, I can speak this. I forgot what language it was. So I started speaking this language, which I knew what the language was, and they said, oh, yeah, keep going, keep going. But it's a foreign language. They didn't know that. What they tell you is just babble, 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 and that's your spirit talking to God. They tried to get me into this stuff. It was about 5 years ago. I was going to a Bible study. And then it transitioned into talking about tongues. I said, talking about what? Oh, you mean that, brother? I said, yeah, Tom. I said, really? I said, well, I don't know how to speak no tongues. I said, that's all I can do is speak English. I'm from the South. Come on now, y'all. I said, no, get serious. I said, okay, what is it? Speaking in tongues. I said, I know I heard about that stuff. I said, no, you got to do it. I said, what's it for? He says, your spirit's talking to God. My spirit's talking to God, the Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. I said, well, how do you start? Well, I've got to take lessons or what? No, you got to babble. I said, I got to do what? Family, it wasn't going well that night when I started learning this stuff. I said, well, what? He said, you go, blah, shakalaka, blah, shakalaka. I said, what the heck is that? He said, well, make the noises. I said, what make the noises? He said, Tom, stop being uncooperative. I said, what is it? So I started making these noises, like babbling. I said, now, you're doing good. I said, doing good? It's like Abbott Costello. They didn't find it funny. I did. But I said, this is like who's on first. I don't know what I'm saying. So you don't have to. I said, why? Because the Holy Spirit knows. I said, the Holy Spirit knows. I don't know, but I'm speaking it. But your spirit knows. It got really ridiculous, actually. I said, you mean to tell me, I couldn't help it, that my spirit's talking behind my back to the Holy Spirit, and I don't know what they're saying? He said, Tom, get serious. I said, all right. And after about 2 days or 3 days of this in the study, I said, man, I have no idea. This is ridiculous. And then I found out, in fact, it was ridiculous. They're lying to you. All that babbling going on is satanic. It's linked up to Kundalini. It's how Satan and that Bible study went sour too, buddy. And I said, man, you all teaching. I got out of there. And I realized it was full of baloney. Yeshua, Yahweh, babbling tongues. They had good refreshments though. I liked the cakes anyway. But bad news. I went to another church about when I first got here in Mount Airy about a year ago. They use a King James Bible. That was the lure. I said, well, finally. I went there, and I was there for a little while toward the end of the sermon. And the preacher's getting up and getting on. And this guy, I guess 25 years old, whatever, started running around the pews. I'm like, what dickens? Is he running for the Olympics or what? Is he running around the pews? Okay, well, whatever. What turns you on? While the preacher's preaching. Well, then three started running around like they're running in gym class. Oh. And there's five. Then there's 10, 12, 20, 25. I said, okay, I'm in the wrong place. Next thing they'll do is come out in war paint. I said, nope, I ain't hanging around here. And then a woman come down the aisleway with a megaphone. Like I thought, oh, my gosh. It's a female Alex Jones coming down here to bell me out. And no, she has a megaphone yelling in it. Everybody get up. But I'm shaking my head. I ain't going to happen. Lady, ain't going to happen. Move on away. Move away from me. Go away. Let me put my hands on you. I said, don't you even think about it. And I was looking for the door to get out of there before I got cursed or something. Family, these churches, I don't know. Bad news. Because they got this Kundalini spirit in them. Family, it's demonic. Bad. Holy laughter. Holy drunkenness. Hagen. All these churches that do that, man, it is wrong, wrong, wrong. They say you have to be born again. Excuse me. They say you have to be baptized, you're not born again. Well, that's not true. You got to speak in tongues, or you're not, Holy Spirit's not with you. Well, that's a lie. And it's scriptural, too. It's a lie. It's not true. But I tell you what, and when you don't go along with them, they may not be Catholic, but they excommunicate you. They don't have a sense of humor at all. What I'm telling you is the truth, family. They don't mess around. Hagen Copeland has this holy laughter, holy drunkenness. If you ever look it on the YouTube and watch their sermons, when Hagen was alive, Copeland's there, a bunch of others. This holy laughter, holy drunkenness was coined to describe this phenomena that during a, when a person laughs uncontrollably, presuming as a result of being filled with the Holy Spirit. And the joy is characterized by peals of uncontrollable laughter and accompanied by swooning and falling down to the floor, rolling around and so forth. There's first-hand accounts from those who've had this sort of experience vary somewhat, but all seems to believe in a sign of a blessing of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's not true. You will find in Galatians 5:22-23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love. Well, Galatians 5:22-23 in the King James Bible. Because you've got to be careful these days when you're using 5:22. Because very few people nowadays in the writings are using the King James Bible. These other Bibles. It's unbelievable. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, which is controlled temperance under pressure. Being meek is not weak at all. Only two men ever described as being meek in the Bible was Jesus Christ and Moses. Temperance, against such there is no law. Doesn't say anything about laughter or drunkenness, being drunk in the Spirit. Say what? I don't think so. They got a lot of people led astray on all this. It seems that what Paul says in his scripture is that holy laughter would come under the category of what is not edifying to the body of Christ, should therefore be avoided. We've recognized that laughter is an unreliable emotional response anyway. People laugh in doing evil. People laugh in, when they're nervous. People laugh when something's funny. But you don't know what laughter is all about. People laugh when they're drunk. People laugh when they're on drugs. Laughter is unreliable as an emotional response. Also, it could be a sign of many different emotions. It doesn't accomplish anything useful. Uncontrollable spasms of emotion are contrary to the nature of the Holy Spirit. I can't help it. You know, it's not my fault, but that's kind of what it boils down to. We battle many demons, though, around us. The day begins pretty much with you wake up and the battle begins. From home, on the way to work, at work, coming back. Rituals include arguments with children and husband, wife, friends, neighbors, family, whatever. Others that get on our nerves and makes us uncomfortable or we want to strike back and so forth. We serve demons well by doing these rituals and never give it a second thought. You might go to the gym, work out, find your belongings stolen or moved or put out of the way, a lock on the door moved out or something, or somebody gets your parking place, whatever. And you get angry as you went to the treadmill and started your sweat fest. Somebody was there or would take too long or talking to you, whatever, if that's the case. Something to really irritate you. At work, goes without saying. People trying to consume your energy, misdirect you. A lot of this can be supernatural, actually. Take up your mind, misdirect you. Demonic activity. Interestingly enough, the Bible makes it clear that demons cause many problems in our lives. You go to the book of Acts, it encompasses the issues that seem to be medical or mental issues, psychiatric issues. But Jesus Christ and disciples attribute this demonic activity. Today we find other excuses and justifications. And it's true for today, very much so, even more so down the road. You know, you go to Mark 5. The man who lived in the tombs at Gerasenes, he was possessed. The mute boy with seizure. Mark 9:14-29. He appeared to suffer from epilepsy. The man in Matthew 12:22 was diagnosed as demon possessed because he was blind and mute. It's in the Bible. And the man in the synagogue, he cried out to Jesus, "What have you done with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Mark 1:24. Now, those demons knew who Jesus was. Mark 3:11-12 says, "And whenever the unclean spirits saw him," that'd be Jesus they're talking about, "they fell down before him and cried out, 'You are the Son of God.'" And you'd have Joyce Myers and Copeland and all these others that just out and out say that Jesus suffered in hell. He was a first born again Christian. Man, that's an out and out lie. And people just sit there. If I were them, I'd get up and I'd leave right in the middle of service. I'd just wave, "Joyce, bye, God, come out of here." I'd leave right then, right there on my way. Because that is absolute heresy. To say Jesus Christ was tormented in hell. That's what they say. And that is dead, dead wrong. These scriptures prove it. He strictly ordered them not to make him known. It said later, Paul removed the demon from a young girl that had been used by men to make money through her divination. Acts 16:16-18. And even Daniel gives a glimpse of demonic activity in the world in Daniel 10:11-14. He had an angel that revealed his arrival was delayed because the prince of Persia, a demon who apparently had, well, it doesn't really say who it is, but he has great spiritual influence over the nation of Persia. That's what it has even today. You've got a fallen angel in control of North American continent. His name's Hathumi. It's a New Age name, by the way. Oh, yeah. You have one in South America, one in Africa. They got different names, and they control that area as their principality, as their responsibility. With demons and fallen angels under them are just assigned to that continent. So people only knew how this is so organized. Principalities and powers of darkness are very well organized in the supernatural realm. You know, in fact, that Paul goes later to call Satan the god of this world. That blows the Calvinist out of the door. 2 Corinthians 4:4. But he's not king. But he's god of the physical world, yeah. little g. You know, there's no reason to think that this authority has been or will be revoked until Satan is bound for 1,000 years. He'll be operating until Armageddon. And after Armageddon, he'll be bound for 1,000 years and released again to tempt the nations once more. Because they will not have had the opportunity once Satan is chained for 1,000 years. That's why God releases him toward the end of Armageddon, toward the end of the 1,000 years. That comes Gog and Magog. So you have three wars to come. World War III, which is the second seal. Hadn't happened yet, if I have to tell you. The second war yet to come is Armageddon, between the transhumanized army, a supernatural army that Satan will conjure up against Jesus Christ and the saints, and they won't last long. Armageddon. And the third war, supernatural also, will be the Battle of Gog and Magog, the real one, not the fake one all these other evangelists are coming up with. That's the end of the 1,000-year millennial reign, is Gog and Magog war. And that's the last one for Satan. He goes to the lake of fire. So you know that demons can instigate violence, financial ruin, cause your car to go down, illnesses. If they can't touch you, they'll touch your family members, even death. They have the authority to influence entire nations. Regular listeners, you already know about that. Called the Bilderberg, Club of Rome, Trilateral Commission, United Nations, Council of Foreign Relations, Royal Institute of International Affairs, Council of National Policy, Tavistock. Oh, I just name them right off, man. Because that's where they are. That's how they operate, using human beings. Oh, I forgot one. I'm sorry. The Roman Catholic Church. And all the isms. You name it. If it's an ism, it belongs to Satan. It don't matter what it is. If it's an ism, crat, or ist, it's an organization, it belongs to Satan. God ain't about none of them. They create the movements in order to infiltrate them. How do these things happen? When you fight with others, you're giving in to the havoc the demons create. You're giving them permission. If I say, well, that's a pink, which they actually have, by the way, Ouija board. Isn't that cute? It can't be ugly with being pink like it is. Nah, it can't be ugly. Well, it is. The color don't matter. It's the permission you give to the supernatural. What they must have from you is permission. Do you notice that tattoos on Miss America nowadays? Miss Kansas, don't tell me no. They want you to see it. Tattoos on the sports stars. Sports stars today sell shoes, clothing, rings, fruit juice, whatever. So it's in the vogue, man, in vogue. Yeah, in vogue to wear those shoes. People fight over those shoes. They kill people for those shoes. You ever saw these Black Friday days or they have an opening for the $10 basketball player, new shoe is out. People line up for this stuff. And when they open up the doors to get, they fly in there to get those darn shoes. You see how it does? That's how we are today. Family, where are we? Oh, we are in some deep trouble. Given the permission. If I go into a Madame Zora's seance, place of business, whatever, have my cards. I give them permission. Oh, about the tattoos. It's the vogue thing for the tattoos. All the football players are tattooed. Everybody's tattooed. You know why that is? Because the RFID chip is a tattoo. Oh, they long-term planning. People aren't thinking about this. I saw that coming. That's what it is. See, who the dickens wants to get this old, nasty, ugly, big old microchip implanted by this big old needle? I don't like that. But a tattoo? Man, that's cool, man. That's cool. Oh, they thought of everything. You got MacArthur, John MacArthur, a Calvinist, coming out of the woodwork saying it's okay. I knew he was dirty. I was waiting for him to come out, and he did. They must have from you permission to operate. By me reading horoscopes, I don't even read horoscopes. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm fanatic about it. When I read, I like Chinese food. You know, I like going to buffets and all that stuff. And I got here the fortune cookie thing. I make it a point, and when I eat the cookie, I like the cookie, but I make it a point not to read that fortune. I mean, I read the fortune for what? I'm giving permission, and that fortune can come true by me giving it permission. You know why? Because when I give it permission, those demons can act in your life to make that fortune come true, and that's exactly what happens. There's a cooperation between the Roman Catholic priests. Alberto Rivera confirms this, and I've read it other places. There's a cooperation between the medicine man, the voodoo witch doctor, the rainmaker, the Catholic priest that does exorcisms. The demonic realm will cooperate with them to give them power over the human race by healings. See, now you start to see how this works. When they cause a disease, and they want to give power to that heretical Roman Catholic doctrine, or the witch doctor, or the voodoo doctor, or the Reiki practitioner, hello, or other ways of means of healing that's not really healing at all, the demon will come out of them to give permission, to give authority to the one doing it. Therefore, you're going to believe and follow their belief system because you're appreciative of being healed. You see how tricky this is? If people only knew this. If they only knew it. Reiki, all that stuff is demonic. Woo, you tell them that, you're going to have a fight on your hands. But it's a fact. The acupuncture, knowing the ley lines of the body, all it does, it doesn't heal. It just causes less pain. They got to have permission from you to operate. God works on faith. If you're caught in the middle, you're in a whole bunch of trouble. It doesn't have to be deliberate. Any action that opens a gate, it can be simple as using a pendulum or drinking or drug or Ouija board use or reading tarot cards or any of that stuff. Even bringing home an item of preternatural kind of attachment to it of some kind or a medallion or whatever. They don't need you to openly declare, I give you permission to enter my home. Just an act is a partaking in ritual like nature worship does. That's all they got to do. A demon can wear us like a suit if you don't have protection. That's where you get the blood of Jesus around you. You're like empty cars with the keys in the ignition waiting to be driven. I've already explained many times the three different ways that demons come in. By giving you thoughts, that you don't know that you think are yours, good ideas for various reasons, or they set up situations that you think are accidental, coincidental, or you do seances and meditations to, you know, you're bringing in the demonic entity to you. You're getting, well, you know, it's demonic, but it's my spirit guide. Here we go. Give me these ideas. My spirit guide, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. 10, 9, 8, all kinds of stuff. And the third way is when your body, your soul is replaced. You astral travel. You go out. You can do that. But it's not the same when you come back, because your body is taken over by demonic entities. You've given permission just by doing, listen, Christian yoga. This is why they're doing it in church. People only knew. You know the movie The Fallen with Denzel Washington, 1998? Remember how the demon moved from human to human? That's true. Family, you all sitting down? Remember I talked today earlier, my broadcast from 4 to 6. I believe I mentioned about demonic influence. I talked about the monks or the Shaolin, Tibet, bald-headed masters of wisdom going on up there in the Tibet. The kung fu guys running around there in their little robes and such at Tibet monastery. You know what that's all about? The truth about it is they do the meditations. They are nothing more than MP3 players for the fallen angels. There you go. Then comes the Dalai Lama, the New Age version of the Pope. The Pope carries the message to the President of the United States, who is nothing more than a president of a corporation. That's all he is. That's the fact. Billy Graham was the MP3 player for the Pope. He always has been. That was his role all along. He's a Freemason. Now you got how this works? So the monks, the bald-headed fellows in Tibet, they channel fallen angels. They receive the demonic realm, the entity inside them. Okay. The Dalai Lama does the old headbutt thing, right? You think he's just being cute? No. He's not being cute at all. That little smile, that so-called appearance to be humble, like he doesn't understand what is going on. He's just a cute little old man. One of the most evil in the world. You know why? Because he carries with him the demonic entities. And when he does that headbutt thing, he's transferring the entity, and you will find it to call itself power tapping. Bump, the head bump, is the power, the bump to charge. It's within a 6-inch rim, 3 inches each. It's called fountainhead. They don't want you to know that. It's called the holy kiss, the keys of Enoch, the crystals. Charge the lips, kissing the pineal gland. Now you know why in Ash they do the X on the forehead at the Vatican. Now you understand. It's about the chakras of the body. He's cursing each and every one that gets an X put on their forehead with that charcoal. If people only knew. Betrayed with a kiss. They portray it in Star Trek, because Star Trek was a Masonic. Roddenberry was a Mason. Everything's going on is portrayed to you in Star Trek. Did y'all know that? Right in front of your eyes. Power 5. Live free and prosper. The Vulcan mind meld. When you talk about it in spiritual warfare, oh man, I saw that Star Trek. I had someone tell me today about the Illuminati conspiracy. They said, you know, and they mentioned to some guy that came up with this card game about the Illuminati, Steve Wilson or something, said he'd be laughing at you all. I wrote back, why? Because the Illuminati is nothing but a card game. The Bavarian Illuminati was eliminated in 1700s. Well, I was nice about it, but I told them what they could do with that thought. But I was nice about it. I didn't use any. But I told them where they could go. I didn't tell them exactly the place, but I told them, you're digging in the wrong hole. Go find your own hole. Because we're not buying that. I said, Illuminati's real. And I gave them the names of 26 families. I said, there you go. I kind of like overkill. Well, the comeback was, you got that from a card game. You see, they use that. That's how they hide it. And they put it in front of your faces. Oh, you saw that in the movie. You saw that Star Trek, didn't you? Oh, come on now. That's how they hide it. It's very clever. The Vulcan mind meld, the life force is being messed with, and they have to push away the life force. You got to push it away, the ether. The scarf that the Dalai Lama uses, puts over the body, is made of wool. You know why? It's energy charged. It's based on holy kiss. They don't tell you all that stuff there. That's why they do that. Now you know when Elvis became Hindu in the 1970s, when he came back off the road, back into public view, now you know the purpose of that scarf. Because you'll find that Elvis Presley, who was Illuminati, just like the Beatles and all the rest of them, used that scarf because he became Hindu. And now you know. That's why. That was an outward display of his Hindu belief. They worked on him while he went off because they were losing control. That's how they do it. They brought him back. Between 27 and 32 years of age is when they can't take it anymore. And then they have to re-educate him or kill him. That's how it works. Salt crystals the fallen angels use, a pink rock salt to purify the consciousness. It's alchemy, total evil. Now you know why the Mormons are in Utah. Witchcraft, high-level alchemy, Freemasonry uses salt. They hallucinate or feel a force, a rhythm, to be in the salt circle. The sweat lodges of the Indians purifies, it takes out the carbon dioxide, but the salt. So the demons can go in. That's where they get the visions. Demons know about the weakness to regress back to the mother. Gratify from the void, the embryonic fluid, the salt. Oh, you see now how it works? On the tip of the tongue. That's why a snake uses the tip of the tongue. Kind of throwing a lot at you tonight, aren't I? The satanic new age always uses the womb. It's what the Ankh is all about. The cross with that oval shape on top of it is about the womb. The men's part is the line below. The Ankh is made of three parts. The womb with the space, the penis part, which is below, the T, and then the Ankh together is the womb, and the man together. That's what the Ankh is all about. They use their herbs to block off the male essence and make sure the Y does not have any effect. Therefore, it'll be all X's, females, or Amazon chelas, raised to be a warrior. Okay, they're going back to that now. They're bringing back the Amazon female. I had to set you up for that before I told you. And they're bringing back the Spartan. From birth, trained to be a fighter and a warrior by possession. They're going back to that now. That's called your transhumanized army. You got it? It's coming back. We don't have the power to protect ourselves. You got to seek that protection from outside. The Holy Spirit's the answer. Good old-fashioned prayer is your best protection. Merely a thought between you and God is enough to change your life. You know, giving away responsibility for yourself, even for a moment, is tantamount to Russian roulette. Being curious and playing with a pendulum or Ouija board or spirit photography or ghost hunting, which is necromancy, is all it takes to get their foot in the door. Permission is what they need. Hook or crook, they'll get it. Sometimes by accident, bringing home an item that has an attachment to it. They used records back in the day. CDs, video games, you see. They also like to foster arrogance and hostility and antagonism. That was my troubles, as I have sometimes it pops up again every now and then. It's not arrogance, but hostility. I enjoyed it. And antagonism. That was my weakness. And aggression. I believed the best defense was an offense. In my life, they used that. Got to know your weaknesses. And this is also prevalent across a lot of species, from the highest ranked one to the lesser imps, that the arrogance is so rampant they tend to trip over it sometimes. Arrogance. Well, we humans are bold, aren't we? Tempered sometimes, but boldness tempered with logic and common sense or a little practical wisdom. Traveling groups, packs, although others will be loners. The pack will have a queen bee or a lion, alpha male, a lead protagonist, everybody's confidant, but nobody's real friend. Well, many of these demons, they display behaviors and mannerisms that resembles a prized pet, but one that has been abandoned in a strange neighborhood to fend for themselves. And befriending one of these discarded pets or members of a loosely knit pack, the friendship becomes dependent on the human. Kind of like a burr clinging to your shirt. So if you befriend the lead protagonist, the friendship usually becomes kind of one-sided. Skillful, manipulated, maneuvered. But the demons we talk about here are infiltrated, causing havoc in all levels of human society. I've described this all the way up to government, to all the religions at the highest level, using blood oaths to keep people in check. When you enter a Masonic lodge, if you're born again, you're not going to feel right. I entered one back in May, June, July, August, September. It was October, November. I remember when exactly. But they had a bean supper, and you go buy the corn, pinto beans and cornbread and a bunch of stuff and a dessert for like $8 or something like that. And so I went in there to buy some of it. was curious too. I need an excuse to go in. And so I went in there, and I felt funny. I didn't feel right. I felt really uncomfortable. I really did. I don't know. I was just like, whoa. It was a difference. It was there. Something was there. I couldn't put my finger on it. I was real uncomfortable. But these demons that I've talked about before have infiltrated in human society, from governance to judicial, discoveries of the truth like science. These are the rays we're talking about. And they view us humans as being inferior, stupid, ignorant. They claim humans are savage, murdering warmongers, when all along they use humans as cannon fodder. I've explained the past couple of days about how they've infiltrated and caused the wars by using human servers. They like to claim that all that's wrong with the world is humankind's fault. You know, there's a trend to these fallen ones, demons, and everybody involves traitors to the used direct argument called ad hominem. It degrades the entire discussion and results in pretty much no possible way to communicate information. Behavior by the demons is prevalent and very widespread. It's getting worse now. And the way it gets worse is by the country, the people, the culture, whatever, by mandate, by legal, by whatever means, pulling away from God. That leaves a vacuum that Satan fills up. That's what's going on today. That's why you're going to find an increase of supernatural activity in the United States. You've got 17 heading to 18 soon states allowing homosexual marriage. I'm not getting on the soapbox about homosexual marriage is wrong. I'm not talking about that. That'd be another program or show anyway. I'm talking about the strategy that they're using. I'm taking a neutral stand right now. I'm telling you the stand they take, the techniques they use, and why they're doing it. My personal opinion, homosexual marriage and all that, is another show at another time. This, I'm telling you, the strategy that they're actually using. And that is against the Bible. That's a fact. And when you pull against the Bible, God just steps away from it. He does what you want. You step away from him, he steps away from you. But he's there when you call upon him, when you need him. Isn't that something? He didn't say, well, I told you already, and you stepped away from me. Well, forget it. It don't work that way. Except when you went over that edge and all the evil you do, you don't feel any remorse. There's a certain point, and I've talked about this before. I don't know if my regular listeners are there about this. It's called a reprobate mind. Man, you don't want that, because God himself will send you a spirit of delusion that you will believe the lies. Man, you do not want that, because it means he's cut you off. Those that do not seek the truth will not find it. When you seek the truth to use it to distort, you're not going to find the truth. And a born-again Christian will recognize it, or should, as they follow the ways of the world. You know, these demonic activity can actually influence the internet, internet forums, any form of intelligent exchange is useless. Neutralized, they can affect telephone activities because they're energy beings. They're like little people. They're like people. They're like energy beings. I got off track. Philosophy was created, along with religion, to take away from the truth that demonic activity is physics, biology. It's real. But when you talk about evil, you think of it in philosophical terms, evil. And good is this, and you go into all this dissertation about evil and good and all this stuff, philosophy. Well, I got news for you. Plato was an avatar of the fallen angels. Aristotle, in fact, was too. Thomas Paine, the whole doggone lot of them. Family, philosophy is to hide the truth about the supernatural. As does perfect. Philosophy set up for the thinking of the New Age movement. But on the streets, in your local store, even in the church, you can feel it. It's intense. It's a feeling of madness, out of control, anger, lust, or whatever. Satan knows what your weakness is. So we talk about solutions. We talk about generational curses, Freemasons. I'll probably go into this tomorrow night about actually prayers, renouncing. You've got 6 steps of breaking a generational curse. There's 6 steps, by the way. You have to go in full surrender of you and your entire life with the Lord. You just can't play patty cake. You've got to go to full surrender. You submit to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. But remember, therefore, submit to God. A full surrender to the Lord. Once you've done that, then you're able to confess your sins of your sinning parent to God the Father, of your great-grandfather who's a Freemason, your great-grandmother who's a witchcraft or Wicca. You got to find this out. It carries 4 generations. They don't want you to know this. This is not taught in church. This is exactly what they should be teaching in church. In churches today, they should be talking about Sanan Emanuel. They should be talking about the great delusion. They should be talking about eschatology. Man, don't ask me to spell that. But they should be talking about eschatology. They should be talking about hell, which is eternal. But at the same time, talk about the love of Jesus. Instead, they talk about only the love of Jesus, nothing else. Or they just talk about hell. You're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're going to hell. And that's the whole sermon the whole time. No, you got to talk about both. Now, that's a well-balanced sermon, and they're not doing that. David Wilkerson did. You look at his background, you'll find out he's more than likely murdered, according to reports. Because he wouldn't back down to this CFR. He wouldn't back down the 501c3. He wouldn't back down like all these other preachers, evangelists, and apostles, and whatever else they call themselves did, to join the National Council of Churches, to kowtow to those Bibles besides the King James, to stop talking about the things he talked about, because they control the churches. And now they're telling you, oh, by the way, see, today they're telling you that the churches are controlled by the 501c3. Well, imagine that. Now, why would they go out and tell that thing? Why would they expose? Oh, yeah. I found articles about exposing Copeland. Freemasons invading the church. Kenneth Copeland, 33 degree Mason, exposed. And where'd that come from all of a sudden? Man, they're telling you what's going on. Freemasons invading the church. That's unheard of. Then to find out Billy Graham's a Freemason. Oh, let me tell you why they're doing that. Here's the reason why. Because they want you to know that the churches can't be trusted. They want you to know that the Bibles are corrupt. They want you to know, as the Vatican and the Jesuits have planned, to even expose the Roman Catholic Church. You know why? Because once that's exposed, it makes it easier for the falling away to take place. When it falls away, and man is a tyrannical nation, you're in tyranny, oh, you're in bondage, you lost your spiritual faith, what are you going to do? You're going to seek a spiritual faith, aren't you? Yeah. To give you back the courage. Yeah. And guess what? They got it for you. It's called the New Age Movement. Christ consciousness. World peace. That's the trick, the trap they're laying. So now they got to show you how worthless the government is, how worthless the churches are, and the Vatican's doing it themselves. Because they've always planned on a re-spiritualization of the Catholic Church. I have this documented in the Illuminati's own textbook I got a hold of. It's documented, man. It is documented. That's what they're going to do. Well, heck, if one car breaks down, what are you going to do? You're going to jump on another car, aren't you? If you lose the trolley, you're going to get another one. Same principle. I'm not giving you speculation. I can't tell you the time frame, but I'm telling you what to get ready to do. If they have this fake rapture, now that's speculation, but based on what I'm putting together here, but this is all speculation on this. If they actually do pull off a fake rapture, that's going to really freak out those Christians that are born again that don't know about this fake. They do it by holograms. Whoa. Oh, mercy. And you see all the science fiction that shows pulling people up? Beam me up, Scotty. That's what that was all about. Roddenberry was a Freemason. Now you got it? You've been set up for it all along, man. An evil alien and good aliens coming down to help us. A rapture taking people out. Christians are going to be going, blah, 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 blah. What's going on, preacher? And the preacher's going to say, I don't know. They're going to be looking for something, and they will provide it. Confessing your sins to the sinning parent, of your sinning parent, to God the Father. Be willing to fully forgive your sinning parent once you discover it. Really hard part is going to be to admit it. And for a Freemason, you better get started now. If your great-great-great-grandfather was, I get started now if I were you. Because that curse carries four generations. Break any ungodly soul ties with the sinning parent, if that's the case. You got to get away. It's not easy. I'll talk about that in more detail tomorrow. Break the curse line of the demons. And number six, to verbally command the demons to leave you in the name of Jesus Christ. Not Yeshua, not Jeshua, not Yahweh. But Jesus Christ, God knows the heart. You see? Now, I'll tell you right now, I'm having a coughing spell. Family, this supernatural is real. I can't tell you anything more, but it's real. It really is. It's powerful. And this is why the preachers give you lukewarm sermons, so you don't know how to get those demons out. They make sure of that. Now, tomorrow night, Bible study, we're going to talk about prayer and warfare. And I'd like to talk about, later on this week, leading souls to Christ. Sorry. A few other things about that. We'll talk about it all this week. So So we're toward the end of the class, end of the Bible study tonight. And tonight was an important lesson to understand what you're really dealing with. It's not a tyrannical government. It's something of its own. It's not Fukushima. It's not Agenda 21. It's not unemployment. Family, this is the bottom line. What's going on today is what we talked about tonight. Everything else is a distraction to misdirect you. Lord, we thank you tonight for us being able to come together in a Bible study. We call upon you, Lord, to spread the blood of Jesus around us, Lord, to protect us against all this witchcraft, against this demonic activity. Father, to give us the words to speak. Show us the way to go. And Lord, protect our families with your Holy Spirit. And Father, to set up divine appointments that we can witness to others. And for protection of ourselves, Lord, that you will guide us and keep us straight through trials and tribulations to make us stronger. We pray, Lord, you will guide us in other Bible studies in the future. And Father, you give us opportunities to spread the gospel. We call upon you, Lord, tonight to bring truth about spiritual warfare, to bring truth about the Spirit of God through the King James Bible, to give the anointing that in your due time, Lord, that thy will be done. And give us, Father, the courage to face what's coming up in the future, these end times events as they come about. And all these things we pray in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Well, family, I appreciate y'all dropping by today. And I hope you got something out of tonight. Because, family, it is spiritual warfare. And I want to spend the rest of this week. We'll talk about some of how to witness to others. Maybe how to overcome temptation, the Great Commission, leading souls to Christ. I see a war coming on, a war for your soul. And it's increasing. Become warriors, but there's a different kind of warrior. It's not taking 250,000 Marines and taking over the White House. It's not going to solve anything. It's not the first time it's been mentioned, actually. I talked about that today in a broadcast. I want to remind you all that we're played up in highpointradio.net up in New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. His email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. Give them some support up there, you all, up in New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Let's get them up and moving there and give them support. And also Thomas and Blue Raven Network, he is having physical problems. We prayed for him today. And Sherry, we prayed for her too, wife of Brother Louis. Father, about praying about each other. You're going to need it. Right now is practice. I'm telling you, right now is practice. Y'all be strong. So y'all have a good night tonight. Sleep well. Do your prayers. Study the scriptures. And we'll see y'all tomorrow at 4 o'clock or tomorrow night at 7:30. I'll be putting these up tonight. The broadcast and Bible study will be up on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And that's where we are. So y'all have a good night. And God bless. And we'll see y'all tomorrow. Signing off. From the
every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
And tonight, one final administrative note. I received, ironically enough, an email from John Kirkler just tonight, just now. And to let you all know, he's been downloading our broadcasts, Bible studies. And he's planning on expanding the station to other areas with repeater transmitters so they can expand and cover other areas. So I do want to push the donations for his up there up north, the donations to his radio program for all you in New York and Pennsylvania and New Jersey, highportradio.net. He closed down his TV repair shop and because nobody fixed TVs anymore. And so this is only income. He's going to expand the broadcast. And he's going to pick up steam. So y'all up north up there, give him a little hand. And we'd appreciate it. And it helps us because we get our broadcast broadcasted and Bible studies. So that little bit of news is a little different. God's moving. So I have to go. Y'all have a good night. God bless. And we'll see y'all tomorrow. Signing off. The Watchman for Jesus program. Good night.